2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A 7-year-old girl is making progress as she recovers from life-threatening injuries after she was hit by a truck while chasing a soccer ball into the road.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, when 7-year-old Emery Burrows was hit by the truck, a family member says she sustained a skull fracture, ear-to-ear, brain bleeding, but she is improving now. Her aunt tells the St. George News since arriving at the ICU on Monday, she's been taken off sedation and has even been able to speak a couple of words. Her aunt says Emery checked and waited for one car to pass before going after the ball, but just didn't see the truck coming the other way. Family has set up a GoFundMe and are asking for prayers for Emery, as well as the driver of the truck and his family. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Pride Center says it needs to furlough more jobs for the second time in just over a month. But some local businesses say they're stepping up to fill the void. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell has more. Hugo?
Tim, it's unclear whether or not the Utah Pride Center will reopen, but according to Emily Potts from the Sugar House Coffee, the services the center provides are essential. So in an effort to support the queer community in Salt Lake City, she reached out to businesses like Bookstore Under the Umbrella, who immediately opened their door.
We've also had, you know, groups who gathered to have more serious conversations. And our role is really just to provide the space.
In August, 7 of the 19 Pride Center employees were laid off. It's unclear how many have been this time. In a statement after the initial layoffs back in August, the Utah Pride Center said they were facing financial struggles but will not close. Reporting live, Hugo Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A Clearfield family is out of their home this morning after an overnight house fire. KSL-TV's Kara Bracken is at the scene and says the family made it out safely, but one pet did not.
North Davis Fire District says they were called to this fire just after 10 o'clock last night. The home was fully engulfed along with a small garage. We are told someone who lives there took in smoke, but is expected to be okay.
North Davis Fire District crews are still investigating what started the fire.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The second Republican presidential debate takes place tonight in the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. That's in Simi Valley, California. ABC's Alex Stone will be there.
Tonight it will be Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum on stage. All but Burgum comfortably met the RNC's polling and donor requirements. They will debate in the shadow of the actual Air Force One President Reagan used to fly on, and a short walk away from the graves of Ronald and Nancy Reagan. But the big name will be missing again tonight. President Trump choosing not to take part in the debate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will be one of the candidates on the debate platform tonight, and he says former President Trump should stop skipping the debates.
I think the Donald Trump today is different than the Donald Trump of 2016, and you bet, I think he ought to be on that debate stage.
Pence says the former president needs to be on the stage in front of the American people answering questions about his vision for the future of the country.
Speaking of former President Donald Trump, he is responding after a New York judge ruled the Trump Organization repeatedly committed fraud by inflating the value of assets while running for president in 2016.
The GOP presidential frontrunner attacked the decision as political, claiming his civil rights have been violated. Next, the judge will decide how much Trump will pay in penalties at trial starting October 2nd. The attorney general asking for at least $250 million, saying we look forward to presenting the rest of our case.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we still have slowdowns pretty thick going south out of Ogden. In fact, the backups begin now closer to 24th Street than 31st Street, and it continues down where the left lane is closed just before the I-84 splits and Riverdale Road. After that, or if you're getting on the freeway anywhere from Roy south, right now you don't have any slowdowns from Roy to Salt Lake. It's just between Ogden and Roy that's struggling. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A man accused of killing a Pleasant Grove man in a road rage encounter in Sandy has taken a plea deal. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Brandon Merrill, relative and family attorney, says Chris Mortensen's wife is getting a sentencing in her husband's death, even though it's for an agreed-upon reduced charge of manslaughter instead of the original charge of murder.
She would get at least some sense of justice. There isn't the risk, and then there is also a firm ending.
Authorities say 32-year-old Rodrigo Monrove shot and killed Mortensen October 26 following a road rage incident on I-15 at 106 South. Sentencing is scheduled for November 28 to possibly up to 15 years in prison. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Target company is closing its East Harlem store in New York and eight other stores in areas with high retail theft and crime. ABC's Josh Einiger spoke to a New York police official surprised by the move.
Raul Masonette is commanding officer of the local precinct and says in recent months he's actively partnered with Target, which was paying for additional police presence inside the store while he posted extra cops on the street. As a result, he says shoplifting arrests have gone up while actual incidents have dropped.
The city in general has been trying to put our heads together on what we can do to try to combat some of this. And I think it is chipping away at the root of the problem.
Target wasn't clear about how it made this decision or what places this location in the same league as stores in other cities where widespread plundering is a daily occurrence.
Target's CEO says thefts involving violence or threats of violence have gone up 120% in the first 5 months of this year.
Southwestern Utah going to be home to the world's largest next-generation geothermal plant. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with the details. Michael.
Tim, traditional geothermal plants need hot springs or geysers to work, but Fervo Energy's Cape Station will work by injecting fluid into existing hot rock to generate power. Ideally, this method is carbon-free and could power more than 65 million homes nationwide, but the Beaver plant won't be operating until 2026. Still, should all go well, the Cape Station could channel $1.1 billion into local business in the area while also producing 400 megawatts of round-the-clock electricity. And to make a long story short, Tim, that's a lot of juice. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.